Hello everyone, I'm Brando Caltabiano, I'm 21 years old and I come from Taormina in Italy. Currently, I'm a student athlete at St. Andrews University. I'm a junior and I play soccer here. I intend to graduate with a major in business administration and a minor in communication. One of my biggest passions is traveling. I always leave my hometown whenever I can. And one of the best experiences of my life was in Costa Rica for an exchange program. During my independent study, I finally had the opportunity to interview many people about their intercultural experiences and their perspectives. Their stories were really interesting, and I had a lot of fun. The people I interviewed embraced a whole new culture during their experience. Sometimes new cultures could be very different from ours, and of course, is it never easy to embrace a new culture. Julia, for example, had an experience in Malaysia. Let's hear how hard it can be when you live your own experience.
Hello, my name is Julia. I'm 21, I live in Taormina, and I went to Malaysia a few years ago, in 2017. I studied abroad for 1 year. I lived with Muslims, and it was very difficult because I had to embrace a new culture that was something extraordinary that I never experienced.
Malaysian culture is really, really different from our culture, the Italian culture. How is it different? In what ways?
They eat by hands, right hand for eating, and the left hand they use it for in the bathroom. They have water, they don't use toilet paper, and it's very impolite to touch people with left hands.
Why did you choose to study abroad, and in Malaysia in particular?
I wanted to explore the world, and I wanted to I wanted to experience something that was new in my life, and I wanted to go out of my comfort zone of my usual life and see what the world could offer me.
Did you have any hard moment during your experience? Please tell me one.
It was tough because women and men cannot touch each other. In the Islamic culture, so it was very, very difficult for me because in Italy we are used to, you know, hug each other. We're very touchy, and we can even sit really close, but they don't do that.
Intercultural experiences are not easy, and no one says that they are. You can feel lonely. You are far away from your family and friends, but you will do things that you never imagined you will be able to do on your own. It is very useful and it's a lot of fun. And it gives you the possibility to grow a lot. I was surprised when Carmela defined herself as an introvert before her experience. But once she was there, so when she came out of her comfort zone, she was able to build her character and she made a lot of friends. Let's hear how her experience was. How was your experience overall?
It was a great experience.
Why?
I had the chance to learn English and improve a lot. And also, since I was by myself there, I had to make new friends. And since I'm a very introvert person, that was very challenging for me. But I had to overcome this challenges thing about my character. And that made me grow a lot. I mean, you have to imagine that I was there by myself for 1 year, away from my family and my friends. So I strongly believe that an experience like that will make you grow a lot.
Going abroad definitely helped you develop lots of communication skills. It gives you a sense of independence. And you're able to see the world with different eyes, different perspectives. you develop a sense of diversity and maturity that people who stay inside their comfort zone do not have. Indeed, you can also discover new interests useful for your future. People do not realize how many opportunities there are outside their comfort zone until they go there and they find who they really are. Nicolo, for example, discovered his biggest passion, photography. But before his experience, he didn't even know how to hold a camera. This is his story.
My senior year, I started taking pictures, which now is my job. I work for the school, taking pictures and videos. It's something that I grew the last 3 years, but I'm not sure that if I was back home, I would have done the same. So I'm pretty happy about it, and I hope this is gonna be part of my future as well. I started on my phone. I was taking basically pictures on my phone, and then for Christmas I was given a camera, which was my first camera. And from there I started taking pictures and making more serious. I was able to work with some businesses back home. I moved from photography to creating website as well, learning more about social media and how to market your products on social media.
I have one more question. Would you recommend a student go on a foreign country to have an experience, and why?
I would. I know it's scary at first. You know, it's a different language, it's a new culture. You're leaving everyone behind. But at the same time, you're opening one of the biggest doors in your life for, you know, hopefully a better future. You're gonna learn a new language which can help you succeed in life. You're gonna meet different people, make different connections. You're gonna learn that wherever you come from, it's not all about that, but there is much bigger world outside.
On every interview I made, I asked the same question to everyone. The question was, would you recommend to students to go to a foreign country, and why? Every single person I interviewed gave me the same answer, a direct yes, without even thinking about it. And this is Tobias' answer to this question.
I think it's definitely an experience I would recommend to anyone. It doesn't really matter where, but as long as you leave your home and try to get a new experience. From my high school, a lot of students go to foreign countries like Netherlands or Spain, but it doesn't really matter. If you have the financial opportunity, I really recommend coming to America, but it's still something that you need to discuss with your parents. But leaving your, like you said, your bubble is something I truly recommend, because it helps you grow and become more independent, and for what happens after your school life and your work life.
It will not be easy, but it will definitely be worth it. One of my favorite interviews was Clelia's interview. She had many intercultural experiences around the world. She now works in Portugal, but she lived in Russia. She went to Honduras. And by the way, she's my sister. And we had a particular conversation. Let's hear it together.
So basically, when you go abroad, you have, a process of maturity increasing. And when you go back, it's like the time has stopped, because everything continues at home exactly the same, and you are very different. So basically, right now I'm living in Portugal, and I have to say that most of my friends are people like me, that are expats, that have went out of the country, and that are living in another country. So we are nor Portuguese nor Italians anymore. We are just a way in between. And you go out of your comfort zone when you go out for the first time, but then it's very complicated to resettle in your country and to feel part of it, because you have a problem of belonging. You are nor there, not here. It's complicated, but it's also a thing that makes you special.
Come back from their experiences, they are not the same anymore. They don't are part of a single culture anymore. People gain something from each culture they embrace. I define them citizens of the world. And honestly, I feel that with those intercultural experiences, people are more likely to eliminate barriers such as racism, discrimination, and prejudice. Multiculturalism increases respect, creativity, tolerance, open-mindedness, and a different perspective. As the American writer Henry Miller said, one's destination is never a place, but a new way of seeing things. And I honestly agree with him. And I can't wait to embrace another culture.